But thank you for joining me today, Lee. It's great to have you on Carve.
Thank you, Sally. It's a joy.
You're here to talk about the Queensland Premier's Drama Award. And the award is open to writers across Australia. It'll be awarded to a play that connects with a Queensland audience. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we want the whole of the country to be actually thinking about our beautiful audiences here in Queensland and telling a story for them. At this time particularly, there's a lot of the politics of the world that sit in the Queensland landscape, and I think we really need all of our Australian playwriting brains considering that and what that means for the nation. So I just want something that we are going to love as a Queensland audience. So we're calling out to all the playwrights around Australia for a play, a new play that hasn't been produced, because magically this prize guarantees a production for the winning play, which means that if you win this prize, your play will go on stage at Queensland Theatre, which is unlike any other playwriting prize, I think, in the world. I'm definitely going to say in Australia.
It is incredible. And not only does the play get to be produced on stage, you also get a $30,000 cash prize.
Yes, that's a new addition. That's for the first time this year. There's a cash prize. It's the sponsor of that prize is Griffith University. You always used to get a commission, so you're always paid to play to write the play, but now you also get a cash prize on top to do with what you want, no conditions, and actually probably, knowing most playwrights, to pay your rent for the year. The investment in this prize is a real investment in the idea of the writing imagination of the country. And the fact that the Queensland government and the theatre and Griffith University are all on board is actually about us all going, no, actually our writing is so important to us. We need our writers to be coming to us with the big thoughts and the big ideas, and we need to then see them on our stages. So I find it really inspiring that both the government and the university are backing this to such an extent. And I hope it's a signal to writers around the country of how much they are actually valued. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Writing's a really lonely profession. You know, I'm not a writer, but I have a lot of friends who are writers, and they really struggle with that loneliness. You know, they're amazing minds that look at our society and then decide to turn their thoughts into words on a page that then actors pick up and play. It's a very unique thing, and I think when they're shut in their studies or writing on their laptops wherever they are in cafes, I think it can be hard to feel valued by the Australian society. So I think the government and us and the university and lifting this up and going, now this is a huge thing in the scheme of the country. You know, it's the equivalent of, like, you know, winning the Archibald.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking about earlier is I saw before lockdown A Room of One's Own at Belvoir, and Virginia Woolf, she talks about having a room of one's own is such space, and having one's own money, which would be like what the prize delivers.
Yeah, it's that thing, isn't it, which she wrote, which is, and £500 a year. It's like a room of one's own, comma, and £500 a year, which is about how much money you needed to live on. And it was those two things. And sometimes we forget that the money that they need to live so that they can write, as opposed to having to take the job to get the money to eat so you can write.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the Archibald, because I saw ABC did a really great program on the Archibald Prize about choosing the winner, and they have an extensive judging panel. So it's their board, and there's actually footage of in the judges' room with all the judges around a big table, and people were coming out with the artworks. So how do you judge your prize? Who's on the panel, and what are the elements of the play that you're looking for?
Okay, well, it's a multi-layered reading process, as you can imagine. I would anticipate somewhere between 200 and 300 plays will come in from around the country, and those plays will be read anonymously by a panel of readers. And that panel is fairly large. The panel will be somewhere between 10 and 15 readers, according to the numbers that we get. Each play is read twice, and the reading panel comes back together to talk about each of the plays. If two readers disagree on the play, then a third reader gets involved and has a read to decide whether it should progress forward or not. Then all of those readers come up with their two favourite in the pile that they've read, and then the whole group reads the favourites list to form a long list. So they put together a long list of plays, which is about 10 on the long list. And then a second judging panel meets with that long list group. And they meet with the playwrights face-to-face, talk about the play, or Zoom-to-Zoom, as the case may be, to talk about the plays and how they'll evolve, where they are in their development, what the playwright sees in it, and why they believe, well, I suppose what they have to say to a Queensland audience and why they believe that this play has to happen now. So we're looking for plays that need to be on the stage, must be on the stage. So yes, of course, a sense of vision, a sense of urgency, stories that matter to us now in our own voice about us. And that's an invitation to lead us into places that we may not have gone before. There is a little bit of a mystery. It's like the judging of the Archibald. You sit there with the artwork in the state that it's in, and a whole lot of people look at it and you get inspired by it. That's what happens when you read a play. You go, oh, this has to be on. It has to rise up in the body of the person on the panel and go, I actually believe in this play. And it's not a thing where we go, oh, you get 5 out of 10 for this and you get 7 out of 10 for that. Your brush strokes were really excellent. It's not that. There's something in a script, in a painting that inspires us. And there's a little bit of mystery in that. So if it were a clinical thing, if it were scientific, I'd be able to write it all down. But really, it's about a collection of people in a room talking about the stories that they've just read and recommending those to the judging panel. Then that judging panel looks at those 10 and goes, these are we think three. We'll choose 3 out of that long list. And those 3 writers will have support from Queensland Theatre to develop those drafts, to do a next draft. And then those drafts will be read, and hopefully publicly read. The judges will make a recommendation to the Premier's department, about which play they think should go on the Queensland Theatre stage.
Then with the development of the play, so should you win the prize, you are able to develop it. And does that mean that you actually get to have actors in the room working through scenes, that type of thing?
Yeah, it depends what the playwright needs. Some plays need very specialist help, it can be on a research level, so that we can support in that way. Sometimes writers do want actors in a room up on the floor figuring things out. Sometimes they just want time and space to work with a dramaturg to actually write the next draft. So that's what the commission, they're commissioned to do that, and then we provide the resources for them to do that according to what they need and how we think the play needs to grow. Then we will, in conversation with them, invite a director to start working on the play, and it will go up the next year, so in our 2023 season. So it's kind of great for me as an artistic director, because I go, there's going to be a play, I don't know what it is yet, but there will be a play in our 2023 season, and at a time when we're, you know, it's honestly still a bit COVID up in the air what 2022 is going to look like, I'm like, at least I know I've got one for 23, right?
The Sydney scene is missing you. You were the artistic director of Griffin until 2019. And a big part of this prize is that you're looking for someone who can speak to a Queensland audience. And I wanted to hear from you your experiences comparing the cities, comparing Sydney to Brisbane, and what do you think, for the playwrights listening, Queensland audiences like? Do they like comedy? Do they like straight drama? Do they like the absurd? Is there any tip that you could give?
Tips. Look, I've, as a theatre maker, I've always loved Queensland audiences. It's why I decided to move up here, is actually the audiences. I found them, in the scheme of the country, some of the most open and enthusiastic and energetic audiences. Very, very open to ideas in theatre. They love a good story, like every audience. Like every audience around the world loves a good story, right? And that's the biggest thing for me, is that they're actually a very responsive audience. They don't sit quietly and judge. They'll tell you what they think, which I really appreciate. I think that's really important, because we make our plays for our audiences, and so I found the audiences really open. Would be how I would describe it, not jaded at all, which is a really refreshing thing, because sometimes you can run up against jaded audiences who think that they've seen everything, and I've never had that condescension from a Queensland audience, which I find really wonderful. I would say that about the city of Brisbane itself. So, but insofar as what stories do we want stories that matter to us now. And I think that's about, you know, that question about what does matter to Queensland that is different to other parts of the country. Look, Queensland's a huge state, and they're conscious of the scale here. You know, it's Queensland Theatre, but my God, you know, there's three states worth of audience here with a lot of different opinions and a lot of different politics and a lot of different big issues. Some of the issues that sit in the state are very important for the scheme of the country when it comes to our fossil fuels, our, you know, relationship to the reef. We've got an incredibly diverse and vocal First Nations community here, and what the politics of that are in this state is quite different to others. Even just the idea of state as opposed to country is fascinating. The separation between southeast Queensland and far north Queensland, what that is, I need the rest of the country to understand Queensland better. And honestly, the rest of the country does need to understand Queensland better, because it's so influential in the scheme of our world politics and world conversation. And I think it's important that this invitation is out to all Australian writers, because the issues that sit in this state are incredibly important for us internationally. I just want the best play in the country for this beautiful audience. That's what they deserve. You know, and that'll mean different things to different playwrights. And I think that's going to be the real privilege for me, is getting to read at this time what all of the writers around the country are writing. And for me, that's a real litmus test of where we are as a country. So what I'm also hoping is that all of the Queensland readers of these plays can actually have a window in on where their country is. So that'll be an interesting conversation.
Thank you so much for joining CARV today, Lee.
Oh, it's been lovely talking to you about it.